Okay, so let's take it quickly from the top again. Okay?
No.
Very quickly.
Please don't.
Very quickly.
You're just gonna...
Fine, not from the top.
It's so distracting.
Just not from the top.
It's like
okay.
What we're arguing about right now.
So let's just remind ourselves where we were. Right? As we put on the board before, we are in the Lotitain part of the Pasuk, trying to figure out what it counts in level 4 of Lifnei Iver when we talk about Isurim as putting a stumbling block in front of someone. All we know from the Gemara says, it is usur if it's called chad aver denahar, right, one side of the river, and it is not usur lis mi doraisa if it's trey avre denahara. That's all we know.
Wait, no,
the other way around.
Yeah.
It's not it's usur mi doraisa if it's trey avre denahara, and not usur mi doraisa at least if it's chad aver denahara. That's all we know, right? That is all the Gemara tells us. Okay. So first we went through Tosfos. Tosfos, at least in Shabbos, says that Tosfos in both places says, Trey Avrei Nahara means if you enable someone, meaning they could not have done it without you, it is Daraisa.
Right out.
That Tosfos says, that's consistent throughout Tosfos. That's consistent. No, that's consistent. That's consistent. Right? Right? Tosfos in Shabbos argues that even when you're not enabling, you're only assisting, right? They could have done it without you, but you're helping. It's also me, the Rabban Mishum say, yeah. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says no, nothing of the sort. Okay, what is the nature of Misayeya? We raise three possibilities. Either it's Lifnei Iver minus essential, Lifnei Iver on a Derabanan level, or it is a positive mitzvah. This is the way the Rush formulates it, of you're chayev to be mafresh someone from prohibition. You have to stop them from violating. You have to give them rebuke. So obvious, helping, right? Assisting. Right? So the Rush says, well, the reason you can't help someone sin is because you're supposed to stop them. You're supposed to give them mussar. You're supposed to help them, you know, be prima kari of them. So for sure you can't help them with an isser, even if they could have done it without you. And the Ritva says both. We said one nafkamina to this may be that whether it applies to Jews and non-Jews. Now, using that distinction, if it's tochacha and the like, so it would only apply to Jews. If it's lifnei iver minus, so it might apply to non-Jews as well. This distinction between Jews and non-Jews is how, for example, the Gra explains the two different Tosafim. And the Gra says, look, there's no contradiction between Tosafim. Tosafim in Shabbos is talking about Jews. Jews, you have an added obligation to prevent them from sinning, and therefore, even if you're not enabling, if you're just helping, assisting, it's usur. In Avodah Zarah, he's talking about even non-Jews, because that's the context in the Gemara, right? It's the business with non-Jews, the Avraham and Achai non-Jews. And there, you can't enable him to sin, but you don't have to stop him from sinning, and therefore assisting is not a problem. The Shach expands this even farther, and the Shach says even a mumar, right, even a Jew who is a consistent sinner, so you can't, obviously, you can't make him sin, you can't do lifnei iver, you can't enable him, but assisting, he has lost certain rights as a Jew.
You don't have to stop him.
You don't have to stop
him. He's an addicted smoker. You don't have to stop him.
Correct. Everything's
different because they're addicted.
Yeah, but essentially, yes. And the Rama writes, Goy for sure fine. And even a Jew, right? Even a Jew. Now, the truth is the Turi Evan denies this Terabban. And the Turi Evan just says, no, if it's not enabling, if it's just assisting, so it's actually Mutar L'Chadchila. He just said, okay. Then we noted the Rambam doesn't hold like this, right? The Rambam, in 11 places, at least, says that you violate Lifnei Iver, even in a case where you're only assisting and not enabling,
right?
Where they could have done it without you.
Right.
How do we get there? So what we suggested, based on Rabbi Novich, is that he passed like Rabbeinu Hananel, that Chad Iver Denahar and Trey Iver Denahar, right? It's not about, the way I put it, it's not about the Isser, it's about where is the sinner.
Right.
If the sinner is on your side of the river, so then he can coerce you. Right? And that's really the key point. If he can coerce you, so then, or if he is coercing you, so then it's not lifnei iver.
Right.
You don't violate. But if he's not coercing you, he's on the other side of the river, and you do it of your own volition, so then it's lifnei iver. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the real question you have to ask by lifnei iver are you being coerced? If you're being coerced, then it's not lifnei iver. If you're not being coerced, you're doing it of your own volition, your own free will, then it's lifnei iver d'oraisa.
Wait, your own free will, meaning you're assisting him.
Without him forcing you to assist, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, theoretically, you could come up with a case where he's on the same side as the river of you, but not forcing you. And according to the Rambam, it would be Doraisa, right? And again, if you think, and I said, the big nafkamina that may come out of this is that the Acharonim especially have all these kulot of misayaya in cases where you're going to lose your parnasa and the like. If you think it's lif neighbor Doraisa, it's not going to happen. Now, the truth is, Rabinovich actually argues that it is, that he thinks the majority of Rishonim actually passing like the Rambam. I mean, that it's a mistake that all these Acharonim assume like Lictosis, and therefore he is much more Machmir. Okay, that's going to be very important La Halacha, but that's where we were. Now, before we try to understand it, let me just raise one more possibility. I don't want to get into, but as I noted, right, I think the smoothest answer, as I said, to explain the Rambam is Reb Rabinovich, is based on Reb Chananel. The Acharonim suggests some of the other things. So the Reb Malkiel I gave you here, you know, we don't have to read it inside. He suggests there's actually three levels to causing someone to sin. There's, let's call it enabling, assisting, right? But then there's something even higher than enabling, which is, exactly, right? So he says the highest level would be, right, assisting would be Shimon sitting right next to me. He's a Nazir, he wants wine. He says, can you pass me the bottle of wine? He could do it himself. I give it to him, that's assisting. Enabling would be that he's on one side of the river, on the other side of the river. He says, can you throw the bottle of water, of wine across the river? And Shimon is an excellent catcher, and he manages to catch it without killing himself. Baruch Hashem. And then he violates an Isser, so not Baruch Hashem, not the point. But then there's the third possibility, which is Shimon said, look, I'm just really lazy, and I really just want the wine. So, do you mind opening my mouth and just pouring the wine down my throat? Yeah, exactly. Right? Not assisting, not enabling, but Mamish doing the Isser for him.
I thought he was going to be like, you want some wine? Like, you do it to him.
No, you're like, wine. You know, so during Malkiel says, maybe... So he said maybe the Rambam agrees to Tosfos that assisting is either mutar lechatchila or only aser derabbanan. Enabling is aser daraisa. So what are the cases that the Rambam?
Rambam doesn't even talk about enabling.
The Rambam doesn't talk about enabling. Rabbi Malkiel says, why not? So Rabbi Malkiel says, maybe what the Rambam thinks is that the only time you violate is where he does it for you. Right? The Rambam doesn't really think that... He says... You know, let's look at it for a second. Let me make sure I got this right here. Right, he says, okay. So first he explains Tosis. He says, what does he think the difference is? He says, the reason that it's different is because normally, right, he says conceptually, what is Tosis really saying? Tosis is really saying as follows. When I assist someone, who's really doing the Isser? He is.
Right.
Right? When I enable him at some level... I'm involved. But even if you think that enabling, right, you're not involved, everyone would agree that what's vade vade aser, right? He says, He said chad av. Okay, get this formulation down, right? Yeah.
Break down your property.
No, okay. Here it is. Right? He says like this. He said normally the issue between chad aver dinara and trey aver dinara is volition. Right, meaning it's is the guy doing it, or like the guy doing it without me, or of his own free will, etc. But he said, what happens if it's chad aver denahar, but it's not assisting and it's not enabling? It's chad aver denahar, but I'm doing the avera.
Same side of the river, but you're doing.
I'm pouring it down Shimon's throat. Right. So he says, then obviously you violate, because he said, what's the point? He's saying if it's chada, he's saying if it's trey avri nara, because he couldn't have done without me, I become part of the process because I was a cog in this wheel of sin, in this machine of sin. Right? He couldn't have done it without me. If it's chada avri nara, and I just pass the bottle of wine to Shimon, so look. I passed him the bottle of wine. He didn't have to drink it. And he could have picked it up without me. So the fact that I passed it to him doesn't make me part of the process.
Right.
But what happens if it's chad Aver Dinahar. But I shoved it down his throat.
Then you deraisa.
Then it's deraisa, because it's not really about enabling versus assisting.
I thought we said Nazir was the exceptional case, because this is the one with the Jew. We're talking about other
people. But Jew, non-Jew, but it doesn't matter. But he says, or so what does he say? He says, the real issue, according to Tosos, is not enabling versus assisting. It's, can I plausibly be said to be part of the Avera or not? He says, well, if I enable the sin, am I part of the Avera?
Yes.
Yes. If I assist, Tosa says no. But what happens if he could have done it without me,
right.
But I mamish do the Avera for him. I shove the wine the down the throat. So then I'm the source.
So that would be the difference.
He wasn't going to do it without
me. Right, or even if he was, it doesn't matter. You can't say I'm not involved if I'm pouring the wine down his throat. You can say that if Shimon's sitting right next to me and I pass it to him and he drinks it of his own volition, so look, he could have picked it up. What did I do, Sachakal? I made it that he didn't have to stretch his arm another 3 inches. It's a big deal. I'm not part of the sin. But if I shove it down his throat, I was involved in the sin. So Divrei Malkiel says maybe that's what the Rambam's talking about. You're right. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Trey Avrei Chad and Avrei Nahara.
He was forcing you.
Right. So the Divrei Malkiel says maybe what the Rambam really means is that you violate. He really agrees with Tosfos. So why is it that in all these places he sounds like you violate Lifnei Iver even on the one side of the river? Because he's talking about cases where I'm shoving it down his throat. Wow. He's talking about it, right? The case of Kilayim is where he literally puts the begadim of Kilayim on me.
So the Rambam's idea of assisting isn't even assisting, it's that you're...
Right, so this is how we...
Being the source of it.
Correct. That's how he tries to read the Rambam to mimiyashiv it with Tosfos. But again, as we've noted, the simple understanding is not like this. Right, the simple understanding is like... Like Rav Rinovich. The Rambam doesn't have this whole distinction, enabling, assisting. He just doesn't. Right, about coercion, non-coercion.
Rinovich just says that you don't.
Rav Rinovich bases this on Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Right, Rabbeinu Hananel clearly says there's no difference between enabling and assisting. The only difference is coercion, non-coercion. Meaning, are you being coerced? In which case, it's not lifnei iver. If you're not being coerced to help him, then it is lifnei iver.
So Rabbeinovich is also the one who disputed this, right?
Yeah, Rabbeinovich just throws. He says what? Right. All the other Achronim say, oh, Rambam must agree with Tosfos, and then they start saying, well, maybe he agrees with Tosfos in this case, and something like that.
Right.
Rabbeinovich just says this whole thing's a mistake.
Right.
Okay. But now, what I left for you to do here is... I gave you one other thing here. I gave you... the Rav Asher Weiss, where he notes some other Achronim who distinguish this. Now there are some who argue on this, right? Some of the Rishonim explicitly argue on this on the Divrei Malkiel. The Ritva, for example, says this is not true. The Ritva seems to say that even if I force it down your throat, right, if you could have done it without me, it's not lifnei iver. Right, the Ritva really does seem to believe that it's only about enabling versus assisting. It's not about participating. It's about enabling versus assisting. And I gave you Rav Asher Weiss's analysis a little bit over here. He also has a nice little analysis on something that I mentioned we're not going to get into, which is can you have lifnei iver in a case where it's a machlokes. Right, like it's machlokes whether it's usher. So like I think it's mutter and you think it's usher. Or I think it's usher and you think it's mutter.
Right.
All those kids you have to ask, because he says on the one hand, if I think it's usher but Shimon thinks it's mutter, so on the one hand you'd say it should be usher for me to do because I think it's usher. Mitzad sheni, there's no michshol because Shimon thinks it's mutter.
Right. So I don't even have a shiloh.
Correct. And if you flip it, it could go the other way, right? If I think it's mutter, right? So on the one hand, I think it's mutter. I don't think there's a michshol. But on the other hand, Shimon thinks there's a michshol, so maybe it's at least bad advice, right?
Right.
So the acronym of all these diunim, which is very, very, very fun, about whether I'm allowed to feed someone. Correct. So this is what they ask: Do I have to tell him? Okay. But conceptually, right? What might drive this question? So this is what I want to try to figure out. Again, I don't necessarily have ironclad answers to this question, right? Again, textually, we've explained why Tosfos and the Rambam might say what they want, right? Which is, how do you understand the words Chad Ever Dinar? Is it the Isser that's on the other side, or is it the person that's on the other side? Okay, but why would you say it? So, why would you say it? I mean, I have an idea. So, okay, right. So again, so this is the question I gave to you before. So conceptually,
but why would
right,
you say the Rambam?
Right. Why would you say that what defines whether you violate lifnei iver or not is whether you're enabling versus assisting, and why would you say it's about coercion versus not coercing? Coercing versus non coercing.
Maybe,
Right, you've been talking about this. So, right, so why do you...
Obligated anything that was done, like...
Well, you're talking about this, right? So what do you... Meaning what?
Like, if you're obligated in the Avera, then even assisting would be... then even assisting, you're overacting on yourself. If you're not obligated anything that was done, then... assisting would not be, like, it can't be talking about assisting or not.
We're all talking about the same sentence. Remember, both Tosfos and the Rambam are building on the same Gemara.
Right.
Right? Right. They're building on the same Gemara, which makes 2 points. But the context of the Gemara is the issue of business with non-Jews around the Chagim.
Right.
I should say their holidays, right? Not their Chagim. That's the Rambam's point. We don't call it a Chag because it's not really holy. It's an aid. Right? It's just... Right, so we're talking possibly about the prohibition of doing business with non-Jews on their holidays. The Bryce that the Gemara is quoting is giving Eber Menachai to a non-Jew or wine to a Nazir. Right, but again, why would you think that? Right, let me break it down even more simply. Right, why would, according to Tosfos, right? According to, okay. I'll put it differently. Which do you think makes more sense? The Rambam or Tosfos? And if I asked you, right, you don't know the sugya, but I asked you conceptually, what makes more sense? Does it make sense to you, according to Tosfos, right, on a Doraisa level, let's leave Darabanan for a second, on a Doraisa level, if I'm sitting next to Shimon, and he's a Nazir, and he says, pass me the wine, and I pass it to him, right? Tosfos says... That's fine. On a biblical level, God's okay with that.
Yeah,
right? I mean, who makes sense? And the Rambam says, you can't do that.
It doesn't make sense to be allowed to do that.
Right.
You should be sitting there.
Conceptually, the Rambam is chalak. Right? Is smooth.
Right.
Right? The Rambam makes a lot of sense. Right? Conceptually, this is always a good way of starting a question. Right? Instead of just trying to understand a machlokas, start with the side which makes more sense conceptually.
Right.
Right? If you ask me, who makes more sense, I would say the Rambam. Right. The Rambam tells you, I'm not allowed to help you violate a prohibition. Period. End of story. When am I allowed to? If you're twisting my arm behind my back, I don't have a choice.
Right.
Right. You're not holding a gun to my head. But if you... Yes, exactly. Right. If you asked me who makes more sense, I would have said, Pashut, the Rambam makes more sense.
Right.
Right? Why? Because think about it. Remember, for Tosfos, we came up with all these weird formulations, right? We assume there's a difference between Lifnei Iver and Misayaya, and Lifnei Iver and Tochacha, and Arvus. According to the Rambam, you could just say, look, you know what Lifnei Iver is? Lifnei Iver, Arvus, Tochacha, right? Mutual responsibility, the obligation of rebuke, all that stuff, they're all in the same continuum, right? I'm not supposed to help people do Averos. I'm supposed to help them do mitzvah. So who cares if I'm enabling, if I'm assisting? If you're coercing me, I understand. That's different. You're forcing me. But if you're not forcing me and I'm choosing to help you in a voluntary Avera, who cares about all these gradations, right? Enabling us. Rambam makes a lot of sense. Because what is Rambam really saying? The Lifnei there is about helping someone sin. What does helping someone sin mean? Helping them sin? I don't know. It means helping them sin. What is this? Yeah. Helping, assisting, enabling. What are you giving me a headache with all these distinctions? What?
They're going off two different things. Like, Rambam says
right, and that's what I would say. I would say yes, that all those things we said in Tosfos and Misayeh, the Rambam just holds our Daraisa. They're all under Lifnei Iver. That's what I would have guessed.
Right,
so justify Tosfos.
Tosfos says that if you're not doing Lifnei Iver, which we said enabling him, you're only just not doing an asset.
And therefore why? Why?
Therefore,
why?
You're not being over any deris.
Why? 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 Why not? Right, this is the question. Not just there is none. Why not? Right, I want a why. This is the why.
Because it's the Messiah.
So, but Tosfos only comes on to this because he has this weird idea that if I help someone do an Avera, it's not Lifnei Iver. But why not?
Where do you see that?
Right? Right, that's what he says, right? He says, if it's chad, according to the way Tosfos understands chad eved nahar, is if I stand next to you and you ask me, pass me the one, you're a nazir, it's not asher midaraisa. The Rabbanan came and forbade it, right? But it's mutter on a biblical level. Why? Right, it makes no sense. The Rambam makes a lot of sense. Right? This is the question I want to answer, right? Which is, so what? You explain to me the so what.
It's not like, it's not like,
why wouldn't there?
It's not like Shimon is so lazy that he wants to pour down his throat. Instead, he wants to. He could really, he, if he really.
So what? So what? So what? Okay, let's try this. Let's try. No, let's try this.
Again, the Nazir.
Yosef, let's try this.
Nazir's hard to understand because.
Let's try this.
I'm supposed to stop him from taking this.
So why does Tosfos say that? Yeah. Let's put it this way. If you go to American court, right? God, not you. Okay? Reuven goes to Johnny, right? Johnny and Sammy, right? They go to American court, right? Johnny is a hitman, right? And Sammy, he knew what he was doing. You know, they're both part of a crime family. Sammy, he's not the hitman. He trains them how to shoot, right? He trains them how to shoot. He buys the weapons. What do we call that in American law?
Aiding
and abetting. So what would happen if Sammy would come to the court and say, "Listen, I have a good Jewish lawyer, and he told me that look, Johnny could have strangled the guy. He didn't need me." Right? He chose to shoot, and I taught him how to shoot. But, look, he could have gotten another gun. He could have used a kitchen knife. Right? He wouldn't have needed me. You can't tell me I was part of the crime. In a Hanami, I knew he wanted to be a hitman. So what? He'll say, so what? He killed him at short distance. He could have killed him with a knife. He didn't need no expertise to live. He could have pulled a kitchen knife. You're right. I made it easier for him. I gave him a gun. I taught him how to shoot it. I helped him figure out when the victim would be where it was. Yes, exactly. And in American court, they would say that's called aiding and abetting. Thank you very much. You're going to go to jail too, right? And Tosfos would say,
nope.
Nah. To explain to me, what is Tosfos thinking?
Because he knows he could do those other things.
Why? So what? The Rambam makes sense. The Rambam would say, I'm sorry. That's problematic.
Aiding and abetting, you're going to get 5 years. But you were actually be the one to be completely unable to do it. So you could then, you're going to get 15 years. That's where the Darabanan for Tosfos comes from.
So that's what you're right. That's where the Darabanan comes. But why did Daraisa? Wouldn't you be? I get to Darabanan.
Because you didn't actually do it.
Therefore what? Now let's push it.
If you don't actually do it, then there's how can we make you buy it for it?
Why?
You're not being over anything.
Because you're not...
He's not tripping over it.
Ooh. Okay. So now I think...
There's no trip.
So now I think, come back to our original question. Remember we said there's two ways of looking at this.
Yes.
Right? Lifnei Iver. What is Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver Usser because I'm making you stumble... Or
I'm assisting you in
sin. Or no, am I part of the sin? If you think Lifnei Iver is just
onto that.
Right? If you think that Lifnei Iver is what? Is I'm causing you to stumble.
Right.
So of course you're gonna say like the Rambam.
Right.
Because I caused you to stumble. You were Iver by Davar, you wanted to be the hitman. I gave you the gun, I taught you how to shoot. Right, who cares if you could have done it without me? I'm feeding into your passion.
You were making a stumbling.
Correct. But if you hold... I think the only way to justify Tosfos is the other... This was your formulation, right? Remember that no, Lifnei Iver isn't that I put a stumbling block. Is that I was part of the sin. Once you say that it's about being part of the sin, so then what? Then what's important? Why is there a difference between enabling and assisting? Correct, because if you're only assisting, on a formal level you could say I'm assisting, but I'm not doing the sin. And if Lifnei Iver means it's as if I did the sin, so if I only helped you, but you could have done it without me, it's you, not me. But if I become part of the cog of the evil machine by enabling... So then it is Usser. Now, who said this? I just told you. Divrei Malkiel says this. And that's what Divrei Malkiel says, yes. It's not really about enabling versus assisting. It's about being part of the process. There are two ways you could do that. Either enable, or shove the wine down his throat. Uh-huh. Right? If you merely assist in a hanami. So it's not really my sin, it's your sin. But if I enable you to do it, you couldn't have done it without me. I'm part of the sin. And if I shove the wine down your throat, I'm part of the sin. Right? Now, the surprising thing is the Ritva says no. The Ritva says no. Even if I shove it down your throat, if you could have done it without me, it's still not my sin. It's still your sin. Right? That's surprising. That's surprising, right? But I think that this comes back to our original question. I think that's at least what I have, right? Into how to explain the difference between Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, that really brings us to the end of this. After Yom Tov, so we can do different things. We can either continue in Lifnei Iver forever. We will get back to Lifnei Iver. We can do Shem Elohim Acherim Lisham Al Picha, which is the other side of it, and we can get first of all, we have to finish the sugya. The question how we do it. No. Okay, we're going to do Kalim eventually, maybe, if you want, but we have to finish this again. I think we need at least one shir just on the prohibition of Shem Elohim Achinim Leisham Al Picha, which is the other side, right? It was how Rashi understands Harvacha, right? Right, that was the other one in the Gemara. Remember, it was Lifnei Iver or Harvacha? And Tosfos, right? And then we should at least spend one shir on practically why is it that we can do business with non-Jews. Like, we do need to get back to this sugya.
It's a real life.
Yes.
It's a dangerous shir to have.
Yeah, we can do Mumar.